Chapter 13. As Jesse left the house and made his way to Alicia's cruiser, he asked Peter Perkins to join him. "You guys did great," Jesse said. "Alicia, like I said inside, I want you out here all night. I'll have someone pick you up, some coffee, and something to eat. Peter, keep doing what you're doing, but we're going after this quietly." Perkins nodded and went back to his task without a word. Alicia's reaction was different.
"Quietly? What do you mean we're going after this quietly?"
"It means Dr. Patel asked me to have you report this as simple vandalism."
"Simple vandalism?" she said, agitated. "A family that just moved into town had a cross burned on their lawn."
"It's their lawn, and it's their lives."
"But the law is the law, Jesse."
"Right may be right, but you've been around long enough by now to know better about the law. The law can be pretty flexible, and that's not always a bad thing. But never mind. The law and how it's enforced and prosecuted is situational. You may not like it, I may not like it, but that's the fact. Alicia, I know what you think is the right thing to do here, and it may be the right thing in the end. But they're worried about what the press attention might do to their kids."
"It's not right to sweep this under the carpet."
"That's not what's going on here."
"Isn't it, though?"
Jesse encouraged his cops to speak their minds. He didn't want things left unsaid to fester. But he couldn't help but remember what Molly had reported to him about the incident with the bikers at the scupper. "Don't misunderstand me. I said quietly. I didn't say we weren't going to go at this hard," he said. "We're going to pursue this until we find out who did it." That seemed to break the tension, though Alicia's expression wasn't exactly a cheery one. Jesse took a step toward his explorer, then turned back. He walked around to the passenger side of the cruiser and let himself in. Jesse said, "I was going to talk to you about this tomorrow, but now works better. Explain to me what happened at the scupper between you and those assholes."
"Molly told you?"
"She was acting chief. It was her duty to tell me. But I want to hear it from you." She bowed her head. "I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm not interested in apologies. I'm interested in what happened. I stepped between the bikers and several bar patrons. I warned them all not to take their disagreements any further because I would arrest anyone who incited violence or acted in a violent manner. I suggested the bikers should consider leaving." Jesse half smiled. "Suggested?"
"Strongly suggested."
They both laughed. But when the laughter faded, Jesse continued. "I've been told that when Suit and Gabe showed up, things were pretty heated. True?"
"True."
"I also heard you didn't take kindly to them interceding. True?"
"True."
"They're senior officers, Alicia. From what I can tell, they acted appropriately to defuse the situation."
"I know that now, but..."
She stopped speaking. "Finish what you were going to say."
"Is that an order, Jesse?"
"It is."
"One of the bikers called me a nigger, and I guess I just lost it."
"People are going to call you a lot of things as long as you wear that uniform and pin that badge to your shirt."
"I know. It won't happen again."
Jesse changed subjects. "Are you still dating that security guy from Stiles Island?" She snapped her head around.
"Huh? You asking about Dylan Taylor? That's my personal life."
He seemed not to hear her. "You know about the assault in Swan Harbor?" She nodded, though still confused.
"What's that got to do with what happened at the scupper or my personal life?"
"The Vic in Swan Harbor was an African-American woman, and the man she was staying with at the B&B was white."
"Holy sh—"
"You see where I'm going with this, Alicia? Somebody's targeting interracial couples."
"I'll be careful, Jesse, and I'll let Dylan know."
"Do that. You're a good cop, Alicia." Jesse didn't say another word and let himself out of the cruiser.